This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics, and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting www.888options.com. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors this week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Covered Calls and Income Strategies podcast number 8, Covered Combinations.
Covered combination strategy consists of buying stock and simultaneously selling calls and puts on a share-for-share basis. This is, a more sophisticated strategy. Of course, we're going to give you the more sophisticated strategy as we move on in the evening. It's the last strategy. The covered combination strategy involves two obligations. I will caution you that this strategy is really for the investor that is trading in two unit increments. And I'm going to explain to you why. But essentially, because if you have two obligations, you're going to sell both a call and a put, you could potentially be long two units. So if you normally only trade in 100 share increments, this is probably not the strategy for you. Because I don't ever advise people trading outside of their area of comfort. And so if you're trading too big, where this strategy potentially could be too big, I would not recommend it. But for some people, let's say trade 200 or 400 shares, you could buy 200 shares of XYZ and do this transaction. I'll show you the strategy. So we have, remember we were talking about the obligation to sell, which is in calls, covered calls. We had the obligation to buy in the puts when we sold puts. Now we're going to do both. Options are about risk and reward. You can slice and dice them in a lot of different ways. You know, I've traded for many years, saw all kinds of strategies. It essentially comes down to how much risk is someone willing to take. It's a transferal of risk versus someone that wants to get rid of risk, someone wants to take risk. All right, so we have the covered combination. The date's March 12th. We have a stock. We call it HIJ. It's trading at 52. The stock, the range was 47.30 to 58.75. And my personal forecast is I expect the stock's going to trade anywhere from 50 to 55 bucks over the next 35 days. Now, where do I come up with that? It's either based on your own fundamental analysis, you look at charts, you look at technical analysis, whatever. You have to have some way to forecast, and that's entirely up to you. So I think that this stock is going to be in a range for 35 days. So more than likely, it's March 12th in this example. I'm going to look into April. And I think the stock is going to trade between 50 and 55. So what would you recommend if they wanted to sell both a call and a put? 50-55, exactly. You sell the out-of-the-money call and the out-of-the-money put for $1.65 and $1.45. So I can take in, what is that, $3.10? So that's the good part of it. Options are always about advantages and disadvantages, risk and reward. The advantage here is I make $3.10 if nothing happens. Looks great. However, there are ramifications. I buy the stock and I do the 55 covered call, if you will. Buy stock, sell the 55 call. So we have a 55 covered call, and I sell a 50 put. Take a step back. Remember a second ago when I said, this is probably only for people that trade in two-unit increments. Do you understand why? How many longs do I have if the stock starts to go down? Two longs. So if I'm only a 100-share trader and I do this trade and the stock drops by 5, 10, or 15 points, how many shares am I long? 200. My positions will be too big for me. So if I only trade 100 shares, I probably don't get into this trade. But if I trade 400 shares, what could I do? I could buy 200 shares, sell two calls, and sell two puts. So I'd have the a pretty similar risk reward that I'd have in the stock, but I'm trying to take in premium. That's the goal of tonight's seminar, is bringing in premium. So what am I doing? Buy stock at 52, sell a 55 call, sell a 50 put. What do I want the stock to do? What's my home run, if you will? Somebody says 55, which is correct. They're greedy like I am. They want the stock to go to 54.99 and stop right there. What don't you want to happen? Worst case scenario. Right, stock goes much lower. So you've learned a lot this evening, because when you walk away, already you know the worst case scenario is the stock drops. The stock rises, it's not so bad. The perfect scenario is that the stock goes right to 55. The stock goes to 55, how much do I make? 310 plus $3 of the stock, right? Because I bought the stock at 52. I did that covered combination, or the combination for 310. So if the stock goes to 55, I make 610. That's the best I can do. If the stock goes much higher, I can't make any more money. The stock goes to 50. I lose a little bit of my stock, but I still made money in my options, so I make $1.10. The stock goes to 45. Why do I lose $8.90 when I was up $1.10 at the 50 number? You're double long. Not only do you have stock, but that short put starts to kick in. The one that you're obligated to buy more stock, even though you don't really want to now that the stock's much lower. Well, you have to, because you're obligated. So for every 5 points that the asset drops, you lose $10, or twice as much, because you're double long. Now, does everybody understand why I say this is only appropriate for people that trade in 200 share increments? If you trade in 100 shares, you're losing twice as much. It's an extremely important point. So covered combinations, they look good if it's if the asset doesn't move much. They look good if the stock moves up. If the stock moves down a bit, you're going to lose even more. So, but again, that doesn't make it necessarily a bad strategy. You got to understand the advantages and disadvantages. The disadvantage here is that you get double long below the strike, and that could really hurt some of us if we're not aware of that kind of risk. That's pretty steep. That's because we have two longs. If the stock gets to 55, we make our maximum profit 610. Once it starts to drop below 50, though, we have a big problem. The dotted line is long stock at 52. My indifference point is 58.10. 50 minus 55, I'm long 100 shares, I get two premiums. Above 55, I have no stock because I have basically a covered call that will get called away from me at 55. I'll have my maximum profit, the 610. Below 50, I'm long 200 shares. Again, you see why I said it's only appropriate for people to trade in 200 share increments? Because now you're long 200 shares. Your average price is $49.45. So you dropped your average cost from 52 to 49.45 by doing this trade. Of course, but now I'm long 200 shares. You need to have follow-up planning with this. You have to have a plan in any kind of options transaction, but for this one, you definitely need one. So if the stock price rises above the upper strike price, will you wait for the assignment or buy back the call? To me, the bigger risk is to the downside. I wouldn't probably be buying back that call. I would probably be very happy with making that 610. B, if the stock price declines below the lower strike price, are you prepared to buy more stock or you buy back the short put? I probably would recommend that we start to take some of this off, is buy back the short put. Start to take some of the risk off the table. Stock drops, you roll it down. Possibly if it drops a bit, you could do a lot of things, but you could potentially buy back the 50 put, sell a 45 put. I might buy two 45 puts just to know that that's my maximum loss. Buy a couple, because if it keeps going down, what's my maximum long, no matter what? Right now I have two longs, a short put and a long stock. I probably would buy two out of the money puts and say, okay, worst case, I hope it bounces back, but if it doesn't, at least I'm maxed out of my loss at that 45 level, because I have the right to sell it at 45. There are a lot of different ways you could do it. One would be buying two puts, one would be rolling it a bit, one would be buying one back. You probably want to have a laundry list of four or five things that your potential alternative before you put the trade on, so you consider, well, what am I going to do? Depending on how bearish you are. If you start to become very bearish, you just take the trade off. You sell your stock, buy the 55 back, you buy the put back, and you walk away.
If you still have any options questions, just call us at 1-888-OPTIONS. Next in the series is OIC's podcast number 8, Covered Combinations.